Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. And now, play ball. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCoskey. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Lillard applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Rowe reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Tebbets moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lillard moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lillard trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Brancato moves to second. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. McCoskey goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. York reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. York scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tebbets. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Tebbets steals second. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rowe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lillard hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 2 in the game. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bartell is hit by the pitch. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bartell moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Siebert. Wagner fumbles the ball. That's an error on Wagner. Bartell scores. McCoskey goes all the way around to score. Gehringer moves to second. It's 7-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive towards third. Brancato reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. York reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brancato moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Moses reaches second base with a double. Brancato moves to third. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoy strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brancato scores. Moses scores. It's 8-2, Tigers. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey, who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Tigers. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rowe bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with McCoy covering, for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bartel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Tebbets scores. It's 9-4, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. McCoskey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Bill Lillard. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean strikes out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for George Caster. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brancato hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.